could they have gone? That there's a paradise waiting for me when I die. Lately I've been moving slow, looking up more at the sky, 'cause I haven't felt the shivers in so long. Tell me where could they have gone? No, I haven't felt the shivers in so long. Tell me where could they have gone?
one request we'll do Baltimore. Sister Francis and my little brother Ray. Buy a fleet of Cadillacs, haul them all away, and we live out in the country. The mountains high, never gonna go back there till the day I die. I say,
Harder to make ends meet. He comes home every night feeling beat.
softly smiles, says, baby, let's put on some miles. I dance barefoot across the tiles and forget our troubles for a little while. Everybody knows the world.
That can be true. A love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you. To seek a kiss, not mine alone. To share a kiss, the devil has known. Time, time again, I said I'd leave you. Time and time again, I would.
Thank you. You're tuned to the Better Alternative, 90.1 WRUV-FM, Burlington. I'm your DJ Jules. This is the Bleaker Beat, just a couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, so we'll take a look at the news. According to the Washington Post, Justice Samuel A. Alito Jr., about 76 years old, is widely seen as the justice most likely to step down after this Supreme Court term ends in about a month. Observers point to Alito's age and the release of his first book as possible reasons the justice might soon retire from the Supreme Court. The stalwart conservative also might want to step down before the midterm elections in November, so a Trump-appointed successor could be confirmed before Democrats potentially gain seats in the Senate. In other news, Senate Republicans postponed their plans to pass tens of billions of dollars in additional funding for immigration enforcement agencies Thursday after widespread frustration over a new $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund derailed the bill. Acting Attorney